They're going to be laying the reefs now. Just trying to get an atmosphere of all of it, really. So we've got the cadets and we've got the Army and Air Training Corps, and everyone's represented. It's really lovely. I'm glad I came local. Because, of course, all we see on the TV is the Cenotaph and the Queen and the Royal Family, but we forget our own area as well. So if we come down to our own area and remember that the war affected every single part of the country and affect all kinds of people. And I know we think of that memorial and remembering people from the First World War and Second, but you know, we've got the Afghanistan veterans now, and we've got people from the Falkland Islands that I've been speaking to this week as well. So they're getting ready now, the youngsters going up to remember. Just seen Pauline Morrison, she's the councillor for the area. Not seen the mayor of Lewisham, he's normally at all these events. Probably being represented by someone else today. I'd like to talk to someone about who they actually remember, so I'll do that next. Hi sir, can you tell me your name?
Yes, Alan Nathan.
Okay, so who are you remembering today?
Lads, I was serving with in Iraq in 2004 and 2005.
Okay, so you're remembering your friends that you've lost?
Friends who have been injured.
Okay, well, thanks for coming. Are you local? Do you live locally?
Yeah, just down in sort of Blackheath, Lewisham border. So this is the nearest one. And the piper you can hear, that's part of my old regiment.
Oh, so you feel really proud?
Catching up with a few old friends as well.
Oh, good. Yeah. Okay. Oh, obviously it's a stupid question, but how do you feel at this time of the year, you know?
Yeah, it's obviously emotional, but at the same time it's good to remember, and it's good to sort of like catch up with old friends that you've lost contact with, and meet up and reminisce a little bit, and enjoy sort of like the time that you spent together.
Because I think we're all so sad in Remembrance Day, which should be as well. But obviously, like you say, you haven't lost a lot of friends, but you know, you've been through it, and it's great to all be together.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's friends who have been injured who, you know, don't see anymore. So it's good to sort of like spend a little bit of time thinking about them.
Thanks so much for talking to me. Do you mind if I take a picture to go with this? I'll tell you the site it goes on to.